I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this episode is recorded, the Gubbi Gubbi people. I would also like to acknowledge the First Nations peoples and language groups across this entire nation in which conception, pregnancy, and sacred motherhood knowledge has been shared. We pay our deepest respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and further extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today. Hello, hello, and welcome! You are listening to The Oxytocin Hour. I'm your host, Dana. I'm a midwife, mum of five, and all-round oxytocin enthusiast. People are all too willing to share their negative experiences of conception, pregnancy, labour, birth, and beyond. The Oxytocin Hour is your safe haven, filled with positive experiences from mums, dads, doulas, midwives, and everyone in between. Each week we will release a new episode with the intent to uplift and inspire you. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Now, let's get into today's episode. This and every episode of the Oxytocin Hour is strictly for entertainment purposes and is not to be used as medical advice. Welcome back to another episode of Dear Dana, and if it's your first time here, welcome. I hope to have you back in many, many more episodes to come. I've been recording so many lately, and I honestly feel like they're just getting better and better, and I'm just getting more open and raw, and it just feels really good. And I hope that you feel the same way when you listen. So on today's episode, the question was, or is, Dear Dana, can you please tell me a little bit more about matrescence? I've been seeing this word come up often, especially lately, and I'm not really sure what it means. Any advice you can give me would be amazing. Full stop. And I replied and I was like, look, I'm not an expert in matrescence, but I feel like I probably know a little bit more than the average person about the topic. So I'm more than happy to delve into the topic and, you know, let's talk about it. So if you don't know what matrescence is, it's basically the transition into motherhood. So from maiden to mother. And also, I just want to make it clear that it can happen every single time you have a baby. So it's not just before you are a mother and then you become a mother and then that's it. You could have a million kids after then. You go through matrescence every single time you have another birth. It's like a rebirth of another version of you. And I can 100% vouch for that because I've had five children and I genuinely feel like it has delivered a new me. There's been a rebirth of me every single time and I genuinely feel like I've just gotten better and better. Also, I think it's important to note that it's not just the physical birth of a child. Like, women can birth other things into existence. I'm not going to go into that in this episode, but I just wanted to like little side note of that. Okay, so basically, yes, matrescence is the birth of a mother. And if you haven't heard of this word before, or you haven't heard of the notion of rites of passage in a lifetime, you're about to learn about them. So basically, women go through different rites of passage in their lifespan. The very, very first one is the act of you being born into this world. So every time you go through a rite of passage as a human being, what proceeds after then in your life, what plays out, is a reflection of how that transition went for you. So how that rite of passage went for you is typically how the next years after it will play out. So that's why it can be really important to go way, 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 way back and speak to your mother if you're lucky enough to still have her around, or father or whoever, that can reflect back to you the experience of what it was like when you were born to really gain a grasp on it. As an example, because I find there's actually not a large amount of examples out there. And when I first heard of this, I was like, I don't really understand how that could have been impactful on me. So I've heard my birth story like many times over the years, and I think it was pretty like stock standard. Like, I was mum's fourth baby. She's had pretty good vaginal births. Like, everything, you know, went according to plan. Like, basically nothing too untoward had happened with any of her pregnancies and births. So with me, same sort of situation. However, because mum had had an ectopic pregnancy before me, she went into my pregnancy feeling like a little bit more on edge, as she was deemed higher risk. So for the first time ever, she actually hired a private obstetrician. But when she would describe what he was like and how things were when she was being cared for, he sounded like really lovely. So I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then when it came down to the actual birth, like me being born, I had heard for so long that everything just went really well, blah, blah, blah. Then I was born, fantastic, skin to skin, like breastfed, all that sort of like beautiful stuff. I was like, cool. Until recently, mum had said something that I, for the first time, like I'd heard it for the first time and I was like, whoa. Okay. So it was just, it blew my mind. What she said was, yeah. So it was really good, because I ask her all the time about my birth. And she's like, I do remember actually that the doctor would say, like, the midwives would look after the laboring women. And when they were really close to having the babies, they'd call them. Then they would present to the hospital, the doctors, and they would be the ones to catch the babies. And, you know, blah, 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 carry on, go home. And then the midwives care for you afterwards. It's like the doctor's essentially there for the delivery, for the birth. And she remembers that the midwife called the doctor in, and mum didn't feel like she was super close to having me, and she felt really bad. And I was like, oh my gosh. So you were like feeling a bit apologetic, or a bit like, oh, I'm really sorry for making you wait. Even though that is so like, who cares? Like, you're having a baby. You have every right to just take as long as you need or what you want. And, you know, hopefully him being like, oh, I've got to wait a little bit longer, doesn't impact your birth. But just even having that sort of energy could be pretty impactful. So wanting to be a bit of a people pleaser, wanting to not push the envelope. I feel like that's a really good example of something that could have happened. Anyway, so that's your first rite of passage. Your second rite of passage is when you get your period. So when you menstruate for the first time, you are becoming, quote unquote, a woman, although knowing that some very young girls can get periods as well. But that is also a really special and very standout time in a young woman's life. So what would happen in that rite of passage is like, how did you feel at the time? How was it treated? Like, was it celebrated? Did you feel supported? Did you feel held? Because typically that's what will play out in your teen years and into your 20s. Then your next rite of passage is when you give birth, and this is what matrescence is. And as I said before, you can go through it several times or just once or whatever. Again, yeah, that's you becoming from a maiden into a mother. And then again, when you go through menopause, that's another rite of passage that you'll go through in your lifetime. And I know there's freaking massive amount of stigma surrounding that as well in our society. Like, it's so awful, and much like how birth has been played out and how birth has been like, you know, burnt into the back of our subconscious because of media and what everyone says about it, is that it's painful and awful and blah, blah, blah. It's been the same as menopause, right? So you just hear, oh, it's so awful, hot flushes, oh, you gain weight, oh, this. And I'm really hoping, and I'm already starting to see women paving the way to be like, hang on, actually doesn't have to be like this. And it's actually a really special time in our life as well. Despite what you've been deceived to believe, this is actually a really special time. Like, I just know it in my bones. I'm nowhere near going through that, but I know that when I do, I want to have the mentality of not, oh no, I'm going to go through menopause, but be like, wow, what a blessing it is to be able to experience this. Like, this is a rite of passage. And as we go through and into crone and blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. There's so much to say on such a short episode, but I hope that really made sense. You know, across your life course, you will go through all these changes. And if one thing is inevitable in life, if one thing was a certainty, there's always going to be change. And there's always going to be challenges that come with change. But I just want to remind you that these are all things that every single one of us should go through. You're not alone. And they're all equally as important as each other. So that's kind of beautiful. Anyway, so yeah, matrescence, I guess people sort of expect you to be happy and to be like, this is an amazing, beautiful time. But as I said, there can be challenges that are met with this, but we've been led to believe that we should just, you know, don't push the envelope. Don't be the bad girl. Like, don't you, how dare you say that this is challenging? You must go through all of this with a smile on your face. And we know that that's bullshit. I think it's really good to find people that you can connect with, support that you can get from anywhere, listening to people and connecting with people that are actually going to be a positive influence on your life as well. So, yeah. And there's just one other thing that I wanted to mention before I wrap this up. So this is a very basic episode, as you have just heard, but I'm hoping that a lot of people that weren't even aware of any of these things will be like, oh, okay, this is super interesting. And I'm going to link a book in the show notes that if you haven't read, despite whether you knew anything about matrescence or nothing at all, I want you to promise me that you will look into it and read it. Please, 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 please. I'm going to buy a few copies so that I can lend them out to any of my clients as well, because it's just fantastic. And Rachel Reed is absolutely amazing. So yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to touch on the fact that mothering is intergenerational as well. So it will sort of be ingrained in your being if, you know, some things have happened to you that are, or in your bloodline, it can impact how you go through each of these rites of passage as well. And I just want you to be really mindful of that and, you know, wanting to write a new story and to just make improvements and make it better and expand your mind and just know that everything that you can go through in your life from this point forward as well, like the more knowledge, the better. And I know sometimes I say, with birthing and stuff, sometimes I joke ignorance is bliss. Like when I gave birth, when I wasn't a midwife, I was like, oh, this was just, you know, cool. I just went in there and whatever. But I guess that is just a bit of a joke because yeah, I think knowledge is 100% power. So moving forward, keep striving to be educated, keep striving to know more, keep asking the questions. And if you have any other questions to ask me about any topic to do with, you know, womanhood, mothering, parenthood, pregnancy, and all that sort of stuff, please feel free to show up in my inbox because I love having a chat. So thank you so much for listening today, and I hope that you will listen to me again soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to share the love or get in contact with us for feedback or a chance to be a guest on the show, you can contact us at www.daisy.com.au. That's www.daisy.com.au. Or on our Instagram at the Oxytocin Hour, all one word. I appreciate you taking the time to tune in and I hope you've gained something positive from listening. Until next time!